Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this afternoon edition of Donald Trump's third trendightment. Yeah, motherfucker got indicted again. Will anything happen? We'll see. I'm Miles. I'm thrilled to be joined by, first time caller, long time listener, first time host, long time part of the show. Please welcome super producer Victor Wright. Victor, what's going on?
Oh, what's up, everybody? Victor here. How's it going?
Ooh, Victor!
Oh, man.
How are you
doing? I had some coffee, so I'm like all energetic right now. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, don't outshine me with your energy right now. I told you before gone, I said, don't sip that coffee and then start coming for my fucking title, man. No, I'm good. I think as everybody who's been working on the show today knows, I think something's wrong with my health in that I think I have, something going on with my sinuses.
Yeah,
but that's
like
neither
sinus
here
infection
nor there. I never get those. Aren't your boogers supposed to be green when you get a sinus infection?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know, because every time I get it, it's just green snot dripping out of me.
Oh, yeah. I'm not getting the greenies out. So who knows, man? It could just be that my body realizes that even with another indictment, something might not actually come of it. Which is our first trend. Trump indicted. Yep. Third time. Cool. New charges for overturning the 2020 election. I'm not shocked. I just want to get to the part where he's either found innocent or found guilty. Like, let's stop. I don't like the in-between where everyone's like speculating. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only shock I have is that isn't this the first time that he's actually being charged with overturning the election? Everything else was like shoplifting a Snickers or something.
Yeah. There's many other cases, but yeah, this is the specifically for overturning the election. And, you know, a lot of people, we'll talk about it more in tomorrow's episode, but right now, the main line of attack against the indictment seems to be that, you know, Republicans are trying to paint this as Jack Smith is basically criminalizing free speech because Donald Trump kept saying the wrong things over and over. And that's all it was. He was saying the wrong things. But no, like the charges are over a conspiracy, a coordinated effort to overturn the election, which, again, we all saw that in 4K. Basically.
And that's been the right's response for this entire thing. It was always like, oh, he's a political prisoner or something like that. Not that he did things illegally that hurt the country.
No, they can't. They can't argue that part. It just has to be like, yeah, well, he said that, but that's like not a crime. Okay. That's just like your opinion, man. That's
his locker room talk or something.
Yeah, whatever it is. But yeah, we'll see again. We'll see what happens. Shout out the Fulton County, grand jury down there. We'll see if that indictment is supposed to come soon. And then he can have four little indictments that he can try and raise more money off of. But it'll be hard because based on how he was screaming for money this morning, sounds like he also knew that the PAC is not bringing in as much money as his legal fees. So whatever. Like when will any of us fucking know a $40 million legal bill?
How insane that is.
Yeah, I can't even fathom that. Next, Boston PD is trending. And I don't know if y'all have seen it, but you should definitely try and find it. There's a video of this cop getting absolutely fucked out of a metal slide at like a playground. I will play the sound for you just so you can understand. This officer, he has his gun on his hip too as he is ejected from this slide. But yeah, just hear this. This is the sounds of other cops filming him, I believe. Here he comes down the slide, and he just blew out.
Oh.
Oh, fuck! I'm sorry, this video is fucking... As much as I said I think I feel sick, I think this video is healing me.
Yeah, that revives 100%. You.
Oh, yeah. To see, like, just an adult dicking around on a fucking slide and then absolutely get destroyed. Like, Justin, when we were watching, we were like, he fucked his wrist up bad. The way he kind of brings it close to his body after flying out, you're like, oh, sir. Yeah. You done a boo-boo there.
Because he got shot out like a cannon. You didn't, because there's no way to describe it without seeing it of how fast he was coming out of that.
No.
Thing.
And the thing that's really confusing is, and I don't know about you, Victor, I think of myself as a traditionalist when I go down a slide, which is feet first with your butt on the slide, right?
Yeah.
This man came out of it feet first on his stomach with his ass up in the air like he was throwing it back. And his everything just blows off his little utility belt. But yeah,
he was like swirling out of there. Was hitting the ceiling?
Is there any? Do you know if there's any comment from the police or anything about this incident or concerned citizens?
Yeah, the mayor said, "Oh, we're looking into why the officer was down there." And then she had this quote: "We want all of our public spaces to be beloved, and if it looks like we need to make sure that there's more signage." That this is for children or something, we can do that too.
Oh shit!
I don't know how that would have helped exactly.
That's amazing. Just that the way that it's for children or something. Like truly, this is what y'all are gonna do. But yeah. Anyway, find that video. It will heal your body and spirit. Yeah, I just can't. I still don't understand. If the angle was like so extreme that's why he reached what I felt was terminal velocity coming out, but hey, we don't know.
Broke the sound barrier.
Yeah, right. Next story that we have is Mark Zuckerberg is trending because, yeah, he apparently built an octagon in his backyard we're still not sure what the fuck is going on with this fight between him and Elon. We know that they were both talking shit. We know that Elon's mom was like, oh, it's not happening. But then we also see him being like, I'm going to train with George St. Pierre. And then Mark Zuckerberg, he just did this thing. I love that he uses like WhatsApp, which is so like to text his wife, presumably like on an iPhone. But he likes on his Instagram stories, he did like a screen cap of his like WhatsApp conversation with his wife, Priscilla Chan. It says, did you see the octagon I put in the backyard? She replies, yes, I saw it. It looks awesome. 30 minutes later, she just replies, Mark. Then he goes, we have plenty of yard space. Her response, I have been working on that grass for 2 years. And now he's like, what do? Keep the octagon or save the grass? Dude, I don't know.
It feels like he thinks it's charming and not like he fucked up his wife's hard work. You know, it's like, oh, look at how wacky I am. Just dude, I decided to build an octagon back there.
Yeah. I like to annoy her a little bit when I like completely disregard anything she's been working on and putting like her mind towards in terms of like physical projects, because I'm trying to fight another fucking loser in an octagon. So, well, yeah, I don't know. I feel Priscilla, I'd say I feel bad for you, but the rate at which you and your husband are buying up fucking real estate all over this fucking earth, including like in Hawaii, like no, go buy a park. You know, you want to work on some grass, go buy. I'm surprised Mark Zuckerberg didn't just like build a full-blown like UFC gym, because it seems just, like.
Just buy something. Like already buy an already existing something, right?
When you're a billionaire, I'd imagine the way you go about things is like when I've played Sim City or The Sims.
Yeah.
When I'm like, oh, yeah, gym would look good there, click, and then it happens. I have no idea what it costs, but I can act out my will in physical space whenever I please. So,
well, and Rome offered them the Colosseum.
Rome, no, they did not.
I need to double check this because I don't want to put false information out there, but I'm pretty sure Rome was like, oh, if you want to have this fight, come to the Colosseum and we're going to do this gladiator style.
Oh my God. No, you are right. Yeah. Jesus, in one of the wonders of the fucking world. Now, let's not go there. We don't need to have this go down at the Colosseum in Rome, but whatever.
Dude in Zuck's backyard is better. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, do you think he, like, yells at, like, people who are like, you got to use WhatsApp. Stop using iMessage. Only use the shit that I make. Oh, like, I get that it's not the best for phone calls, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about some developments of all kinds in our nation and in the business world right after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. Barbenheimer is trending because why wouldn't it be? But the reason it is now is that the Barbenheimer phenomenon hath handed AMC theaters, as they say in their own words, their best week of all time. Single highest admission revenue week of all time from July 21st to July 27th. This is from their an entire 103-year history. So, you know, that's that. I know that includes all this. I can go. I know at least 100 years is all the Star Wars movies and all the Marvel movies and Titanic and Avatar and shit. Barbenheimer. Can you stop it? Can you stop? Have you seen both now?
I did the full Barbenheimer last week, and I'm very happy that as much as I love Marvel, it's nice watching two movies where I don't need 80 hours of screen time to understand what's going on.
No, you know, no,
just
no.
Two standalone films. Love both of them. Do we know what the previous biggest week was? Like, what was the thing that it, this topped?
It must have been either a, I don't know. it must have. It's probably one of the Avengers film releases, or yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it usurped, but all that to say, like, it's just a testament to the power of the Barbenheimer phenomenon, which we'll also talk about a little bit in tomorrow's episode because we hear people are. The studios think they can manufacture something like this again. And it's like, that's not how it works.
It's purely just, organic. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you can't make the Barbenheimer happen. The Barbenheimer just happens. Okay. You can't split the atom and create some kind of energetic outburst like this shit was. But yeah, I still got to see Oppenheimer. I'm kind of.
It's long.
Did you do Barbenheimer? When you did Barbenheimer, did you open with Oppenheimer, or you ended it with Oppenheimer?
So I did Barbie on a Tuesday, and then I did Oppenheimer on a Saturday.
Oh, okay. So you gave your brain a moment to absorb the art.
Digest Barbie, and then go into Oppenheimer, and then now I've digested Oppenheimer. So that's how I did it. I love both. They're both very different movies. I'm glad I didn't do them on the same day, because I would have just split my atom, you know?
Right, right, right. And then just passed out in the movie theater like halfway through Oppenheimer. I get that.
Just eyes glazed over, all fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Credit is trending because, the U.S., our long-term credit rating has been downgraded for only the second time in the nation's history, from AAA to AA+, whatever the fuck that means. But basically, when they do that, it's usually, you know, it's seen as people are worried about the creditworthiness of the United States. Every person, like from the administration on up to like other economists, are like, this is absurd. Like, why would they do such a thing? The White House said it, quote, defies reality. But in a statement, Fitch Ratings, which is the agency that puts these credit ratings together, they said, there's three reasons for downgrading the U.S. rating. And you tell me if you disagree with any of these. First, concerns that the U.S. economy is going to deteriorate over the next 3 years. I don't know. Why? What's the next thing you're saying? Well, a high national debt. Okay, fair. What's the last one? And repeated political standoffs over managing the country's finances. Specifically, the brinksmanship over the country's self-imposed debt limit, and, you know, seeing how that's turned into a fucking toy, and not, I guess, something that fucks with Uncle Sam's credit rating. You know, don't use your uncle's credit card.
This makes sense, but aren't all of these things something that happened? I mean, since I've been born, I remember all of these things being a thing, right? Like,
right.
We've been in like $1 trillion of debt for like, what, 5-10 years or something? During the Obama administration, the entire government shut down over things happening.
Yeah.
So why now? What happened now where how does this affect things, right?
It's I'm sure just observing like what is happening with the government and politicians. It's like, I don't know. You have people who are just now think that they can just break the economy to like win an election. And that's not how things would work, especially when you're dealing with the largest economy in the world. I think the other part too is like you just see just like all of the extremism that's happening on, you know, like especially with the Republicans too.
Yeah.
It all comes together to paint a very vivid picture of like, oh yeah, yeah, them motherfuckers, I don't know if they can pay their bills because they argue over whether or not they should. So that doesn't fill me with any joy. I'm sure that's how they're talking about it.
It's grim.
And then Harvard. Speaking of Boston, so I didn't know this, but the Harvard Medical School's morgue has been up to some absolute vile fuckery, apparently. There are 19 families who have joined a class action lawsuit against Harvard and the medical school because they are alleging that there is a human remains trafficking scheme, which meant that the body parts of their loved ones that they thought they were donating it to the medical school, their heads, brains, skin, and bones, were basically being sold on the black market, is what this class action lawsuit is alleging. You know, the school obviously is pleading not guilty, but they said, again, quote, the human remains came from people across New England who, prior to their deaths, volunteered to donate their bodies to Harvard's anatomical gifts program. The donors had participated in Harvard's anatomical gifts program, quote, in the hope and expectation that this final act of service and kindness could help train a new generation of doctors. It goes on to say, but instead of treating the donor's remains with respect and dignity, Harvard, quote, abandoned the remains in a facility that was a place of freakish desecration where, according to the indictments, criminals were allowed to roam and pick over loved ones' remains for bits like trinkets at a flea market.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Oh, God.
When are we going to just... I think Harvard is due for the Elon Musk treatment soon. You know, we're like, sorry, nah, man, I get it. Y'all had a good run early on, but every single thing coming out of this place is absolutely fucking vile. And now we're talking about y'all were backdoor trafficking human body parts. Like, I'm really curious to know what else is alleged here, but that's so far what we do know about it.
that's an 1800s crime of just like full on grave diggers going and picking up cadavers and selling them on the black market. This is happening now. What a crazy.
What do you get? What do they get? I mean, what if someone's like, hey, man, hey, what's up, Harvard morgue manager? It's me, Miles. Y'all got any bones I could come check out or some skin? Yeah, yeah, come on down. Come on down. We got some stuff. I have no idea. No fucking clue. But
because I wonder if it's like, oh, we could use that liver for someone, or if it's just a rich guy being like, that's a real human hand that I bought at Harvard. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that wild? Look, I high five myself with it all the time. Good one. Oh,
yeah, whoops,
it fell apart. It's pretty floppy and easily breakable. So sorry about that. Yeah. And Brian in the chat is like, yeah, what we're talking about, cheating, trafficking with data fraud, admissions fuckery. It's all there for us. God, they said ultimately up to 400 cadavers could have been used in the human remains trafficking scheme. Now,
where did they go?
Like, that's,
I'm asking you, but like,
explain to me. Yeah. Like, I don't, what is the value? Like, are these like fresh heads? And what's the going rate for a human head?
Yeah.
Who wants that? And I guess I wonder if that guy just like padded his pockets, Cedric Lodge. They said along with his wife and several others are being accused of this. So I'm sure there's got to be some kind of damning text messages or like, new head just came in. You may want to get down here quick. It's first come, first severed. All right. That's enough
for
me.
It's a crazy plug to have.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Oh, yeah. Brian's like, I don't know. Maybe they use the stuff for the bodies exhibition. But those are like full ass bodies. Like I'm curious. I don't know. Like if you're buying like a forearm, you know, then what? Again, this is how you know I'm an upstanding citizen. And I know nothing about the human remains trafficking industry because I'm a good guy. You know,
the more I think of it, the more like just depressed I am of someone would think of doing this, you know,
it's just so depraved too. Like, but that's, I'm like, your greed is intersecting with like your half hearted desire to sort of progress medical education. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, Zeit Gang, let us know, what is the going rate for a human forearm? What is the going rate for skin and a head? And I guess if you're buying it at Harvard, really would like to know and why, because that's, I still just don't like, it's like garbage in my mind. I'm like, I ain't buying this. It's garbage. It's an old dead hand. No. All right. Well, Victor, thank you so much for joining me. We are going to be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode. So until then, fucking just be good. There's enough bullshit out there. Be a kind person. Be kind to yourself, each other. You know, please make sure you're staying safe out there and don't do nothing about white supremacy, homophobia, transphobia, all that shit. Because already hard enough living on planet Earth. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Be back tomorrow with a whole episode. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.